Word of mouth.
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 Word of
mouth. This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up, with much twittering comes much responsibility. Tips for accurately tweeting during national emergencies and elections. And also, when we were free to be you and me, reflections on a children's classic and seismic shift in thinking about gender. Also, Big Birds, Binders, and Bayonets. The Awesomator runs through the memes that defined Campaign 2012. But we begin with another viral internet sensation, 4-year-old Abigail, perhaps best expressing America's fatigue with a long campaign.
I'm tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
That's why you're crying? Oh, the election will be over soon, okay?
Okay.
Unprecedented spending by super PACs has voters feeling deluged by 2012 campaign ads. While an estimated $6 billion has been spent on advertising to influence voters and portray a sense of urgency, Keller Faye's Talk Track research finds that super PAC money has not proved as decisive as once projected, and that people are talking less about this election than they were at this point in 2008. We spoke earlier in the campaign with Brad Fay of Keller Fay. That's the research and consulting firm working with the National Journal to track Americans' online and face-to-face conversations about the election. He's back with us today from his recently reopened New Jersey office. Great to have you back, and so glad you weathered the storm, Brad.
Thanks, Virginia. Glad to be here.
Remind us, if you would, of the Talk Track and Conversation Nation research the Keller Fay is doing with the National Journal. What are you tracking and how?
So what we're doing is we're asking people to tell us about the conversations they are having in their everyday lives, a nationally representative sample of people, in the case of the election, 18 and older, and we're asking if they're talking about Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, each of the VP candidates, and then we're asking, were those positive or negative conversations, and we're asking a little bit about those conversations. What were they talking about in particular, and, what degree were those conversations influenced by media that they might have been exposed to?
So you've been doing this weekly. I'm looking through some of the headlines. For me, the influence on super PACs on the election narrative. Has all that money determined the way people talk about elections?
Well, we were actually surprised by this because, there's all this expectation of the greatest amount of spending we'd ever seen in an election was going to have a big impact. And I'm sure that it has had impacts. But in terms of the national conversation, we're finding that it's news coverage much more so than the paid advertising that's making an impact on what people actually talk about when it comes to the campaign.
News coverage, so things that they hear on broadcast media like NPR, for example, and the network television?
That's right. It's about 33% of all the conversations mention something they've seen in the news, only 11% something they've seen in the ads.
Huh.
And it may be something where, people know that paid advertising, has obviously a point of view. It's paid for by the candidate, and it's going to represent them. They may not trust it as much. I'm sure they don't. And the other thing that's interesting is just, you're seeing the saturation levels hit to the point where there's no more television time to buy. They've sort of hit the ceiling there, I think.
Your numbers from last week reveal that fewer people are actually talking about this election than they were at this point in 2008. Now, what's behind that, and by what kind of margins?
Well, it's by, a reasonably good margin. We looked at a comparison of the Sunday 9 days before the election in both years, and in terms of the margin, this year 52% of Americans were talking about President Obama, but 4 years earlier, candidate Obama had 64% of people talking about him at that stage. For Romney, it was 39% talking about him. The same stage, it was John McCain, of course, and he was getting 53% of people talking about him in a typical day, 9 days before the election. I guess it's probably related not so much to this year, but 4 years ago was a rather unique period in time. One, we had just a terrible economic meltdown, and there were real questions about, could this economy be saved?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other element of it was we had, what everyone recognized was a truly historic candidate and potential outcome of the election should the first African-American candidate win the presidency. So I think that there were some unique circumstances that probably drove those numbers up very high 4 years ago.
Brad Fay's firm, the Keller Fay Group, is partnering with the National Journal to track Americans' online and face-to-face conversations about the 2012 presidential race. He's co-author of the Face-to-Face book, which is about how conversations actually influence the marketplace. So, Brad, let's look at some of the ups and downs here and opinion of the respective presidential candidates and VPs. Now, I have noticed, actually, that Paul Ryan has all but disappeared, it seems to me, in conversation. How has this shifted, and what's behind these shifts, do you reckon?
Well, I think there's a campaign strategy that's involved here. If conversations are being driven by the news and the vice presidential candidate on the Republican side, Paul Ryan, is not very much in the news, which is, I think, a conscious decision by the campaign, then he's clearly not going to get as much conversation.
Well, okay, so the actual coverage of the news stories is what you're finding is more likely to change conversations. Would this be likely to change the super PAC strategy going ahead?
Well, as I said before, I think what you're seeing is a sort of hitting of a ceiling in terms of how much can actually be spent on television advertising. And what's going to be interesting is, with all of this money available, what are other ways that it's going to get spent going forward in the future? And certainly what we are in the business of doing is measuring word of mouth, and word of mouth about, in this case, the campaign. There's a lot of word of mouth marketing strategies that could be used. One of the things that's very impressive and is, of course, supported by money is, building up networks of email lists, mm-hmm. That you can use to provide talking points to everyday people. It seems that that's something that the campaigns are doing very effectively in the last few days. And what they recognize implicitly is people are influenced by the people around them. And those kitchen table conversations that happen with friends and family at the water cooler or at work, these are hugely impactful. And the question is, what can you do to tap into those conversations, give people talking points that are going to be for the candidate's advantage?
The other thing that you're tracking is the quality of word of mouth, meaning, you know, how they're talking about the candidates. What are you seeing right now? What's the split?
Well, you know, we had seen a pretty consistent story through the early part of the campaign, which was there was more positive word of mouth for Obama than negative, and more so than for Romney. What we then saw was Romney catching up effectively after the first debate, and the conversation became much improved for him. But really, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen the word-of-mouth momentum shift back to the president. And although here in New Jersey, it might be tempting, we're all here focused on the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. But nevertheless, it appears to us that shift had happened just prior to the storm arriving. So we would not think that that's really the main reason for it.
Brad, this is the first election that Keller Fay is tracking conversations with the National Journal. How closely are they tracking with polls? And what do you think that might mean for the outcome? Would this be used as an indicator in future elections?
Well, we're going to spend a lot of time after the election trying to answer that question more precisely, looking at the interaction between the national polls and the outcome, of course, and also our measurements. But the hypothesis that we have going into this is that conversation will lead opinion, that if people are being influenced by other people, which we believe all the research says is true, then those folks are those conversations are going to precede changes in the polls. And to the extent that we've seen some shifts in the polls nationally, it's been, you know, fairly stable. But we have seen more volatility in the conversation and, you know, right now a momentum in the president's direction.
Brad, I want to thank you for your time today.
Sure.
Brad Fay of Keller Fay Group, which is working with the National Journal to track how people are talking about candidates and issues. He and his partner, Ed Keller, are authors of the Face-to-Face book, Why Real Relationships Rule in a Digital Marketplace. You can find more on his work at wordofmouthradio.org. And stay with us for election memes worth memeing. It's a Here's What's Awesome roundup, election style, when Word of Mouth continues.